Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The K92 Morning Thang has the Scoopla.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it would be cool to have a spike in the back of your head.
Wait, what?
Would you like to have a spike in the back of your head, Antoine?
I do not want a spike in the back of my head.
Well, then you might need to make some changes, or you're going to have a spike in the back of your head.
So I'm doing something that's going to cause this spike in
the
back.
We're all doing something.
Okay, so it's not just me. All right.
It's looking at your phone, looking at your tablet. Text neck is getting worse. This is a thing, and humans are starting to grow spikes in the back of their skulls because we use our smartphones too much. Too much bent over.
Looking down at it.
Looking down.
Hunchback.
You think about all the time, you know, you see an old person and they've got that sort of hunched over and the thing. That's text neck. It's just they're old and so it just happens that way. But it's happening more and more now because we're looking at our phones. This health scientist in Australia says in the last decade of his 20-year career, he has noticed more patients have this thing that was once considered rare. Now it's becoming more common. Because we're looking at our phones too much.
I think we should worry about our kids on the iPads.
That's the biggest concern.
I tell Ava when she has her iPad time, her phone time, to pause and fix her neck. Because she'll look down and I'm like, okay, I don't want her to get like a little lump in her neck or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and I guess it's fortunate because Monica allows her daughter to have iPad time once a year. So it's also, you're ahead of the curve. She's going to have a nice, smooth neck, baby. The rest of us are going to be trolls.
Oh, no.
That happens not even just like when texting, like doing crosswords and stuff like that. I find myself having to lift my head up to stretch out.
You know what it is? We're all going to have to get our kids to wear these hats that have the phone on them so they can stare at it like a donkey, and a donkey and a carrot is
following it around.
Right. But then it's at eye level. It's much more appropriate. It does frustrate me that, and I hate myself for it, that I let the kids use iPads as much as I do, but I don't know what else to do, man. I don't.
It's educational too. So that's the thing. Like, sure, there are times it could be on it where it's just wasting time.
98% of the time.
But that 2% of the time, you don't want to take that away, Zach.
And I understand you're going to say, what you do is you actually spend time with your children. I understand that. But then there are things, you have to get things done in the house. You have to do stuff. You cannot play with children 24 hours a day. And if you do, you're a liar. I'm sorry. And you don't enjoy it. And if you do, that's medical. You screwed up. Forget the spike.
If you enjoy it.
So I don't know what to do. And it is a magnet to their heads. It drives me crazy with my son. I mean, he won't even put it down for a second. He walks around staring down at him like, idiot, look up. Come on.
Oh, no.
The world is over here. So it's my fault.
So what do you do? Go outside, children. Play. Right.
Well, I guess if all else fails, what we need to do is you just have to embrace it and you have to give them the best dang spike in the back of their head, better than everybody else's.
Yes.
Yes. You want your kid to have the biggest, most awesome spike.
Woo!
Look at Sean's spike. Look at Sean's spike over there.
Yeah. Yep. Sean's good. Look at that. You just leave a whole donut on the back of it. He can reach back, pull the donut off of his skull spike. It's good. It's a snack handle.
Yeah.
We're multitasking. Good morning.
The snack is a donut.
I know.
It's a spike. And I
just put it right on there.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolts.
Also, a new fashion trend that I am very mad about. Get it out of here.
You're not on board at all?
Mm-mm. Not at all. Monica, I don't want you wearing this.
Is it something you think Monica would wear?
I hope not.
Ooh, I think she'd wear it then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're giving up, fine.
Oh.
If you've decided to give up and let yourself go, then go right ahead, Monica.
Yikes.
You can enjoy. Let's get Laura in here. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
All right, Laura, who would you like to team up with, Antoine or Monica today?
I'm going to go with Antoine.
Okay, Laura and Antoine, hang on. And that means, Megan, it's you and Monica, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, fantastic. Antoine, would you like to go first or second in the game?
I would like to go first.
Before
you even ask, Monica's already taking her headphones off.
Antoine likes to go first because then he can sit here and listen to Monica's ridiculous answers.
I deserve that on the Monday.
I think that's fair. So it's 15 seconds in each category. Just rattle off as many as you can. The rounds carry over. It all matters. So here we go. Antoine, it's 15 seconds in the first category this morning in the lightning bolt as we get ready. Please give me summer vacations.
To the beach, King's Dominion, Carowinds, amusement parks. I don't know if that counts one. To your grandparents' house, to a camp, to a church vacation, to a family reunion, to a water park, to Canada, to California, to Florida, to Cancun, to cruise.
Okay. I believe you got cruise before the buzzer. And I gave you Carowinds and amusement parks because those are, there's plenty of different, though you did say King's Dominion.
I did say King's
Dominion.
All right,
I'm taking that one off then for the generic because you start doing this.
Yeah.
13.
Okay.
13, though. I think that's pretty good. Once you start hitting locations, you're like, wait a minute, I could do all these things.
Exactly.
There we go. Come on back. Monica Brooks.
Come on down.
Round one of the lightning bolt. Antoine got 13. That's a good start. I think you can do it too, as long as you get in the flow on this one.
Uh-oh.
15 seconds to give me summer vacations. Go!
At the beach, go to the park, hiking, hanging out, camping, camp, sleepaway camp, staying at the lake, fishing, vacations. You go maybe to the moon. You would know. Oh, well.
That's a possibility.
Yes, it is. Yeah, people are paying.
Did Neil Armstrong go?
Yeah, was it $30,000? That's a vacation.
Okay. No. You don't get the moon. I also did not count vacations, which was one of your answers.
Oh, was it? Oh,
for
I didn't
know. He did say that.
You got eight. Just eight. Not great. Head on out. I gave you camp and sleepaway camp as two different things.
Yeah, because it'd be a day camp.
Yeah, day camp is different. So you're welcome. Moon. Get out of here. 13 to 8. Antoine, 15 seconds to pile on if you can give me things people regret.
Getting married, having kids, buying a house, buying a car, relationships, taking a job, quitting a job, divorcing somebody, sharing their Netflix password, borrowing a car, renting a car, taking a flight, taking a vacation, going on a cruise.
Okay. I've given you all of those things because they're all have the ability to be regrettable. 14. Mm. So that is 27. She's dead. She is dead. Let's just get her in here and get
so
this over.
Laura, shout out to you for winning.
Come on in. I mean, I suppose if Megan has hope, she could just sit here.
Megan, you better
and pray.
Hold some rosary beads, a Bible.
Megan, do you think you have any chance whatsoever here?
I don't know.
No, you don't. Okay, Monica, he got 14. So he's got 27 14. Total, which means you have to give me 19.
I have to give you 90. Okay.
19 in 15 seconds. These are things people regret. Go.
Killing someone, murdering someone, going to, not going to church, is spitting out their food, spitting someone's face, punching the grandma, ripping out their hair, cutting their hair, growing out leg hair, maybe pulling armpits. I don't know. What?
Most of those were stupid, but I gave them to you anyway, but you only got 10. So it really didn't matter. And that is Antoine.
Thank you.
In the house.
Laura, congratulations.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
I think we can all agree that people deserve a ticket for this. Anytime they do it in their car, I am happy to see this Canadian police officer who posted a photo of the $575 ticket he handed out to this person for throwing a lit cigarette out the window of their car.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. That's a good one. That is well deserved.
Absolutely. And the reason why you can do this in this area specifically is because it could potentially start a wildfire.
Yeah.
$575 fine for failing to extinguish a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on board for this one,
so
always.
With cars now, do we have ashtrays? I don't even pay attention to it. Do we even have them?
I really don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't think I have one in my car.
I don't smoke, so I don't even pay attention.
Huh.
And if
you have an ashtray,
then go ahead and, I don't know, BYO ashtray.
Yeah.
Some 1996 Honda Civic.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah.
But yeah, I've never understood the whole idea of let me just throw this cigarette out the window back at the car behind me that is a 1,000-pound traveling tank of gasoline. And let me just throw a match at it.
I know.
You could not throw a match at me in real life. So why would you be allowed to do that in your car? And even if you do smoke, and that's one of those ones where I feel like, okay, whoever wants to smoke,
right.
That's your decision. But why do you do it in your car? Doesn't that just ruin the whole car? You know, you get in someone's car and they smoke.
The smell.
Just,
but they don't smell it.
It's like cat litter.
It's yeah, the same it's pretty thing. Much. Mm-hmm. You don't smell it. But
my
yeah.
cat's litter box doesn't smell. Yes, it does. You're just nose blind to the whole thing. So, I'd be okay with this one coming here.
Number two
trending. Were you caught up in the great Target debacle happened on Saturday? Worldwide cash register outage hit all Target stores.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Target a couple of weeks ago
mm-hmm.
when the cash registers were working.
Yes.
And the lines were crazy.
But can you imagine if they weren't working?
Oh, my God. And people aren't going to leave. They're going to wait like, it'll come back up. It'll come back up.
They better not. It was the day before Father's Day. You better be there buying millions of dollars worth of merchandise for Dad. The self-checkout was out, too. And this was worldwide. Some Targets had to close for a while.
Oh, no.
Well, they tried to get this whole thing taken care of. Target says not a data breach, not a security related issue. Everything's fine.
Well, what happened?
Somebody just unplugged something.
Yeah, they unplugged it.
It's just a glitch. It's always a glitch.
Somebody had Candy Crush open in another window, and that just sort of, you know, because sometimes you go away from the window, the video stops.
That's true.
Yep. It's the same thing here with every cash register on earth. These are the kind of things, though, that if a hacker can get into one of these,
yes.
Shut them all down. And then how will we mindlessly spend $100 that we didn't intend on spending when we walked in?
Number one,
I don't like this trend at all, Monica. Not a fan. Rihanna, Kim Kardashian,
mm-hmm.
they're both pushing this new look. I don't like this new look. Granny panties.
Oh, the granny panties are making a comeback.
Comeback? Were they ever here?
Back in the day, I think
like
models
the fanny
were like,
pack. Were they ever in fashion?
I think so. Think like back in like black and white picture days.
So it's designer granny panties now?
Yeah.
Oh, don't make the face of disgust.
It's disappointment, Monica. Oh. That's what it is.
It's unfair because anything on Rihanna or Kim Kardashian is going to automatically look amazing.
I guess. But
that's not fair for everybody else.
I know. It's just
keeping it real. That's what it's all about for ladies these days. And all the ladies lining up for granny panties. Yeah. G-string, you no longer a G-thang. Whale tail, you can hit the beach. Brazilian, go on back home. It's time to pull the string out your crack. Because real ladies of today are going old school. Wearing granny panties. Yeah.
Granny panties. Just in time for Father's Day, too. I mean, why's it gotta be now?
Did you look up the granny panties?
I may have Googled it.
And what do you think?
I don't know if Rihanna and Kim Kardashian can pull these off. These are
bad. They can't be that bad.
We can fight
they're
back.
Bad.
We fought back against Crocs. No. I feel like we've successfully, for the most part, fought back against fanny packs. We can say no.
No
to the granny panties.
Uh-oh.
Dad.
Shout out.
Dad.
Shout out.
Yeah, 51 weeks a year at Strong Mom Shoutouts, so we don't even bother to make a new intro.
I know.
Nope.
Dad.
They're like, okay, it's fine.
We'll just shout
over the top. Won't mind.
No.
But you know what? We as dads, we don't even care.
You don't
That's
care.
That's fine. Mm-mm. Thank you to everybody who took the time to send in a Strong Dad shout-out. We had
so many people.
We had hundreds of amazing entries.
That's great.
So good. Yep. All of them.
And all of them are on our website, k92radio.com. So if you want to see those, you can do that. Congratulations to our 10 finalists. We are about to announce the grand prize winner. But let's shout out even more of the dads that came rolling in. So here we go. Randy Rich in Salem.
Randy.
This is from his wife, Aubrey. Now, unfortunately, it'll be 2 years ago on July 11th when Randy and Aubrey lost their first daughter. She was born at 20 weeks, weighing 9 ounces. Mm-hmm. Mia Leanne Rich only lived for 3 hours. During this time, Randy was there for me at every step of the grieving process. And if it wasn't for him, I don't know how I would have survived the loss of Mia. On March 6th of this year, we were blessed to have another beautiful little girl named Madison Grace Rich. She is our rainbow baby. I would like to give a shout out to Randy, who is a strong, courageous, and loving father.
Woo!
Which, I mean, just during a time you can't even fathom.
Oh,
so shout out to you, Randy.
Let's shout out Matthew Burnett and Burnt Chimney from Mandy Burnett. Now, Matthew is a senior firefighter for the city of Salem, and for the past 8 months, when he's not at work, he's been working countless hours alongside his dad to build the family their dream home.
Very nice.
Mandy says, we are so close to being done, and it's all because of his love, skills, and promises to his wife and children. By doing this project this way, we're able to save a lot of money to build and afford the exact house we all wanted. This could not have been possible without him, and we will be forever grateful.
Thank you, Matthew. Yes, are we, of course, as a firefighter as well, so shout out to him. Antoine, who you got?
I'm shouting out Peter Braddock in Blue Ridge from his daughter, Valerie.
So, Peter.
All right, so last year, the day before Father's Day, Valerie gets a call from her mom. The call says, "You both need to get over here right now. I've called 911 and they are on their way over because I am currently doing CPR on Dad right now." Come to find out, Peter had suffered 2 massive heart attacks. He was in a medically induced coma, and the doctor said that the CPR that Mom provided saved his life. A year later, our dad is alive and back to the normal dad that we have always known. God is good.
Wow, man. Peter. So, we have tons more, again, that we're going to shout out throughout the day here. Also, you can go to K92Radio.com for all those strong dad shout outs, but we have to get to our grand prize winner here now. So this is a $1,000 Classic Joe 2 Kamado Grill from Southern Smoke Company Barbecue and Catering in Rocky Mount. Like them on Facebook. Call them up if you need barbecue at an event. Also, all of our finalists received a trio of amazing barbecue sauces from Barbed Wire Sauces of Virginia. You can go to barbedwiresaucesva.com. They are available throughout Rocky Mount, also in places like Jameson's Orchard, as well as Doomsday Tactical in Rowan. I'll get that full list, barbedwiresaucesva.com. Thank you to everybody who entered as we now shout out our big winner. And it's actually in his name, Big Kenny Blanchard in Lynchburg. Kenny. So this came from Cassandra Norfolk. And as everybody who meets Kenny refers to him, Big Kenny. That's what she said. So Big Kenny, she says he's the fun dad that goes out of his way to help his kids and anyone else. He'd take the shirt off his back for anyone. He's a girl's best friend and still one of the guys. He treats other people's kids like his own grandkids. He's the most friendliest and loving friend, dad, father figure, and jokester you could ever meet. They don't make men like Big Kenny anymore. He's been an awesome friend and a father figure in our life for many years. He's done so much for his children and others. He's helped people when they've needed work or needed someone to lean on. There's so much more to Kenny and his soft heart. He always has a sunny and funny side that makes your day. Happy Father's Day, Big Kenny. We all love you.
Woo! Kenny.
Congratulations, Big Kenny.
Kenny, hopefully you know how to make brisket because we have to take care of this now. The cool thing is because when you go to Southern Smoke, they're the ones who sell these Kamado Joe grills. They will set it up for you. They will show you how to use it. They will give you a bag of charcoal to send you on your way and everything. So check them out. Southern Smoke Company Barbecue and Catering in Rocky Mount. Thank you to Barbed Wire Sauces of Virginia as well. And thank you to everybody in Virginia's Blue Ridge that took the time to shout out their strong dads. We will continue to do so throughout the day. Congratulations, Big Kenny!
Woo! Kenny!
In the house.
It's Birthday Scam Week on the K92 Morning Thing.
Counting down the top 5 birthday scams of the year so far as voted by you. As we give you number 5 in Scam Week, the unfortunate incident.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of Daniel. Is that you?
Yeah, all right, no. Who is this? You've called my phone like 5 times in a row.
I know, because this is urgent. Boy, why else do you think I keep calling? I'm at your house, and I need an answer.
Whoa. You're at my house?
Yeah.
Who are you? What do you mean you're at my house?
I'm in charge of the remodel now at the house, and I just wanted to clarify a few things.
You're in charge?
Yeah.
You are not. Mike is in charge. Where's Mike?
Yeah, so Mike, he's no longer with us.
No. That's impossible. There's no way he's no longer with you. I mean, isn't he the owner?
Well, yeah, he's the owner, but look, we got this real sweet job that done falling in our laps today, huge money. So he's going to be handling that one, but not to worry. I got you, Daniel.
All right, fine. So why are you calling me?
I just need to know what to do with the floor.
What do you mean?
Well, my guys just finished ripping it all up, and now what do you want us to do with it?
What? What do you mean it's ripped up?
Yeah, it says right here on the order, new floor. So we ripped up all the old floor, and we're ready to put in the new one, but I didn't see any materials around.
Of course you didn't see it. There was the new floor. that just got installed last week. What is the matter with you?
Okay. See, no wonder it looks so good. I was wondering why you'd want to rip up such nice-looking flooring, Daniel.
How could you do this? What is the matter with you? Oh, God, tell me that you are messing with me right now.
I'm messing with you right now?
Oh, my f***. Are you serious? Are you serious?
So, yeah, serious as an episode of This Is Us. We ripped up your floor. If it's any consolation to you, I am sorry about that.
You're sorry? Let me tell you something, bud. You are gonna be sorry if that floor isn't back down by the time I get home today.
All right, well, settle down, man. I mean, we could get it back down, but we ripped it up real good. I thought it was trash, so it's trash.
Oh, what? Do you have any idea? Any idea how long we've been waiting for that flooring to come in and get installed? I mean, it was specially ordered.
Okay, look, I got some linoleum in the truck. I can put that down right now. I'll give you a real good deal on it, too.
Linoleum? There's no such thing. It's a good deal on linoleum. You've got to be kidding me. You listen to me, pal. I'm coming over there right now, and I'm going to want answers, and I'm going to want this fixed immediately.
How are we going to get all this fancy flooring all quick and stuff, Daniel?
I don't care. I do not care. That is not my problem. That is your problem, and it is your ass if you can't. And let me tell you something else. I've got an excellent lawyer, and you're going to be hearing from them, and I'm going to sue your whole damn company.
I can't do it anymore, Daniel. You're on a birthday scam. Hey, it's Zach from K92. Hi.
What?
None of this is
oh
real.
Oh, my God.
Breathe.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Dude,
oh
I am so sorry. Okay, no, I'm not. That was hilarious. That was awesome.
Oh, my God. I gotta lay down or something. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. This is from your wife, Candace, who said Candace. That this would get you all riled up, and she was right.
She was, yep.
If nothing else, this will be a birthday you never forget.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty accurate. I'm going to have to go, like, breathe through a paper bag for a while because, oh, my God.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. She ordered a size 16 bikini. What did they send her instead?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Blow your mind, three headlines, three stories, rip right from those headlines. And then we take the headline and rip a word out. Try to figure out what that word is. Mm-hmm. Woman orders a size 16 bikini online.
All right.
Company sends her blank. A, donuts. B, a gym membership. Or C, two size eights.
I'm going two size eights because I hate the other two options.
I'm going to go B, just because they probably were jerks about something.
No, two size eights is correct.
All right.
Oh, they tried.
Okay.
Because we're out of 16, so how about two eights? There
like,
you go.
Please don't be those big of jerks, please.
It's a clothing company. It's boohoo.com. A lot of Ariana Grande-looking clubwear type things. Woman orders a size 16.
Boohoo.
Boohoo.
B-O-O-H-O-O.
Oh. Boohoo. Is it boohoo?
Yeah.
And, yeah, they sent her two eights, so she's... Well. Trying to figure out where do you go from there?
Well, with
if,
this?
If it ties extra straight, I don't know.
Can you tie them together? Can you tie two eights together?
I feel like you might be able to.
I don't think. No, there's a lot of boob triangles there to deal with.
I was thinking of bottoms, actually.
Well, that too. Then there's a lot of other triangles to deal with.
It just becomes a thong.
It is.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's perfect for Antoine's fantasy of Siamese twins someday because those freak him out. So that works out for you. Next story. Amish guy has a wild night and blanks. A, steals a car and goes drinking.
Ooh.
B, buys a shirt with buttons.
Oh.
Or C, makes out with his horse.
C.
I'm going with A, stole a car, went drinking.
Antoine is correct on a roll this morning.
I was like, hey, you looking good over there.
You know what? I ain't about to go through this carriage and stuff.
I am very disappointed in this story that our Amish friend's name is Jacob.
Oh.
I want like a Hezekiah mm-hmm. in here to tell this story, but no. Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, home of the groundhog.
Yep.
And a 21-year-old dude just decided he stole his neighbor's car. Wasn't particularly good at driving, so he crashed it. And then even though the airbags deployed and the car was pretty messed up, he kept driving straight to a bar.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, he had a destination Ooh. In mind.
Right. Well, I figure if you are leaving the Amish faith, you're going exactly. all in for the night.
Goodness.
And can you just say, you know, hey, sorry about that? And then
I don't think so. I think you're still
they let you
in
back
trouble.
The next day.
Yeah.
The Amish culture is interesting. Are you familiar with Rumspringa, Antoine?
I am not.
Okay. So what you're allowed to do as an Amish person is you get to a certain age and they say, fine, go out into the world. That is your Rumspringa. Do all the ridiculous things that the English do. And then you can come back or you're gone forever and you never talk to us again. So they do. They leave. It's about a year where they just get bombed. And then decide if they want to go back to their families or not.
They have reality TV shows based on that.
Yeah. It's a really wild thing. Okay, last one. Man attacks roommate when roommate tells him blank. A, you smell like beef. Ooh. B, you shower too much. Or C, you cute.
I'm going with showering too much.
Showering too much. You're going to agree
with
Antoine?
With C.
You're going with C. Well, you stink today. Antoine is on fire. Yep, showering too much. So this dude, Byron is 48 years old and lives with a 70-year-old guy who is also his landlord, which is bizarre, and said he was going to take a shower. And 70-year-old dude said, you cannot because you take too many.
How many is too many?
The water bill must be expensive.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just a question. We heard about dad rules last week where dad would only allow you 5-minute showers and you had to turn the water off while you were soaping up and then rinsing off. Or was Byron the kind of guy that hung out too long in the shower? Maybe. I feel like there's two sides to this story.
Yep. Yeah, we need to hear about it.
Some people take showers too long. Kids, I always got to yell at my kids to get out. If they decide to take a shower, it is
forever.
Get out of there. And at least I'm not 5-minute dad. Yo, you've been in there for 20 minutes. Now it really is time to stop. Other people need hot water too, there, young lady.
That's right.
Yeah, so
he
told police that he was trying to defend himself. Police said, no, we're not buying that. Oh, 70-year-old guy, by the way, doesn't have a clean criminal record. He was caught enjoying himself at the beach while watching people walk down the beach. So there's that whole situation as well.
Twist.
Roommates in Florida, baby.
Escalated.
Yes, it
sure did.
Hi-yo.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Well, this is no good. They're saying that Chris Martin from Coldplay and Dakota Johnson, they're broken up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the end of that.
But they said that Chris Martin, he wanted more kids. And Dakota's like, no.
No kids for her?
No kids.
Huh.
She's not ready. Yeah, I know. But she's not ready for him.
Or maybe she wants kids, but not yet. Because there is an age gap there.
A little bit.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, but he wants kids right now. That's probably what he's thinking. It's like, okay, well, I'm getting older. I want to have more kids now.
Everybody's life is different, but now that I'm in my 40s, I so don't want to go back.
You can see yourself with one more little one.
Oh, one of my really good friends from college got remarried, and he has a little baby.
Yeah.
That baby's not even a year old, and his wife is pregnant again. And I think, you idiots, have fun with that.
Yeah, see, I'll babysit. I'm auntie, I'll babysit.
Because you can give them back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll keep him for a weekend.
Oh, I was thinking what I would do is I would click like on their pictures on Facebook.
There you go. That's commitment.
Uncle Zach says like.
Yeah. Oh, anyone go see Men in Black this weekend?
I did not do that well at the box office. All things considered. I mean, it was the number one movie at the box office. It made $28 million, but that's not what they were expecting.
Yeah, $28.5 million. That is Chris Hemsworth. He's the only one I know in the movie.
Tessa Thompson.
Yes, that girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I like her. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, all the other Men in Black movies were $50 million and above. This one, they were assuming it was going to be around $40 million. Came in at $28.
Yeah, but if you went to see it, you can text in at 52353. What did you think?
The budget for it was over $200 million, so they haven't made the money back
yet. The summer of reboots, I think, were just exhausted by all of them. I am not so sure Toy Story 4 is going to be as huge as
it's going to kill. It's going to kill it.
I don't know.
It's going to kill it.
Did you see what other movie was just dog poopy this weekend?
What?
Shaft.
I forgot about it.
That was going to be crap.
I did too.
$8 million.
I think that's just Samuel having fun. I call that one of his funsies.
The budget was probably $47.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. Then they're making tons of money. Yeah. So it's a year, though, where we've had so many reboots, so many things after we've had
just over it.
23rd Avengers movie and every other thing. I think this year we might be over it just a little bit.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club.
Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
So two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a rotten liar. Is it me? I, Zach, walked on fire.
I'm Monica. I'm craving baby food.
I, Antoine, saved my hair clippers from death.
Let's say good morning to Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, what's up?
Tyler. Oh, he's peppy. I like it. What do you think is the liar, Tyler?
Oh, I think it is Monica.
You know, I like Tyler so much, even if that wasn't the correct answer, I think I was just going to tell him it was anyway. Congratulations,
cool. Yes,
Tyler.
You get those flashback tickets. No, I'm not craving baby food. Whoever would crave baby food?
Babies?
No, I don't think they even crave it sometimes.
I'm not sure. Neither of my kids really look like they enjoyed baby food that much. They're occasionally, there'll be fitness people that try to tell you, oh, it's a great snack. It's got all the protein and nutrients in it.
Oh, that mush. No, thank you. But I am craving some crab legs, and it just won't go away. And I know I don't need to have.
Now, are you craving crab meat or the whole process?
I want the process.
You want the process.
Yeah.
I never crave the process.
I want to crack it open and just pull them, you know.
I hate the process.
Pick the little doo-doo out.
Especially for crab legs, because it's just so hard to get in there. And then Monica wants to suck on them legs and just get all that meat out of there.
Yes, butter and
be
stuff.
Be covered in crab juices and water. Mm-hmm. And it's a delicious meal.
It's messy.
That is so much work and so messy and so not sexy.
It's not sexy.
It's not date food on any stretch of the imagination. Makes your whole house smell like... Mm-hmm. The bottom of the ocean, not even the good parts of the ocean.
Bikini Bottom.
Yeah, I'm talking where the boats hang out. Like, that's what it smells like. Mm-hmm. And you're allergic to crab legs.
Yeah,
this is a worse idea than baby food, really.
It's a terrible idea.
I know.
Your throat is going to close while you crack it open some crab legs.
Here's what you need. Actually, you know what? Here's what you need to start doing. This is a terrible idea, but it's a great idea.
Take Benadryl before.
Your daughter has a nut allergy.
She does,
so
yes.
You always have an EpiPen on hand.
I do.
Which is very important to have.
Uh-huh.
Now, the thing that sucks about EpiPens is they're crazy expensive and they expire.
Yep.
So... you have to just throw them away and buy a new one.
Yeah.
So what you do on the day you're going to throw away the EpiPen, you have crab legs so you can use the EpiPen and you're buying a new one the next day anyway.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah, so I get my money's worth.
Exactly.
I don't know. Is that what it is?
To have crab legs. I walked on fire.
You did. Look at
walk
you.
On fire on
Why?
Purpose?
Nope. Like, and it hurt a lot.
Okay.
I bet it did.
On Saturday, we had fire pit. Mm-hmm. Father's Day weekend. Just hanging with my lady.
Uh-huh.
I was also hanging without shoes because it was very nice out. And I walked around the fire pits. My son was trying to throw things in the fire, and I went to go pick something up.
Yeah.
And one of them hot embers had shot out, and it was on the ground, and I stepped on it.
Ooh.
And when I stepped on it, even though it was tiny, it basically burrowed its way right into the bottom of my foot. And I'm like, yeah.
So was it worse than Lego pain when you step on a Lego?
Yes, it was fire.
All right, okay.
also, because when you get off of the Lego, the pain stops. But I don't know if you ever know this, but when you walk on fire, the pain continues.
Yes, yes.
Did you put like some cream on the bottom of your foot or something?
I had some aloe, actually. Yeah. I did. And let me just say, the boo-boo is raging still.
I bet.
Antoine, Terrell, you MacGyvered yourself to safety this weekend.
Yes, I was shaving my head with my clippers, and they started to sputter. It was like,
I hate that because I have beard trimmer and sometimes they start grabbing on your hairs or they start petering out a little bit.
And I'm like,
nervous.
I'm like halfway through my head and I'm like, what? This can't because my hair grows. I'm like, I'm not bald. Like, I have to shave to be bald. And I'm like, no. So I jump on YouTube and I start like Googling
what to do,
different things. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday I had a bunch of screwdrivers, flatheads, Phillips out.
Look at you.
Saved its life.
You could have kept like a half.
A half moon.
Yeah. A half moon.
Nope, I saved its life.
Oh, that would have been great, though, if he had to come in with a hat on.
Yeah. It would have been a hat day.
Every time it's a hat day, I'm going to make you take your hat off. So I need to see what's going on down there. The great Weird Al Yankovic, the legend, will be back in town. No, Monica doesn't care because she's jealous of her husband's love for Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah, he does love him.
And my love for Weird Al Yankovic. See, she's.
I know, Daddy's a great guy.
Oh, no,
he's
awesome.
Hilarious. He's
super talented. And this time he's doing the show with a full orchestra. Berglund Center next week on the 25th. BerglundCenter.com for tickets. I've seen the last time I was here. Great show. Set change every single song, Monica.
Yep.
Whoa.
Mariah
he's
Carey
like Beyonce. Watch out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He actually has more costume changes than Beyonce does.
Whoa.
Take that, queen.
Wow.
One gotta go. Is the name of the game. We play it sometimes. Antoine plays it on our podcast. And it's where you give a category and then four things within that category.
Yes, four things that typically would be difficult to get rid of.
Yes.
On their own.
Like desserts.
Yes.
So, and what we did is Antoine sat down with Weird Al and kind of made him choose two. So we're going to toss him out here. You can participate 5-2-3-5-3. And then we're just trying to guess, you know, which one do we think. So cakes, pies, cookies, and brownies. Monica Brooks, which one is going for you?
Pies.
Pie?
Ooh, yeah. That was quick.
Yeah, it's gone.
Well, you just, I mean, you spit on pie right there.
That was disrespectful to the pie.
When did you have pie? When's the last time you had a piece of a slice of pie?
Oh, so you're thinking like convenience.
So really, how are you craving it, really? Are you craving it?
But I like pie.
Yeah, once a year.
I don't know the last time I had Thanksgiving pie either.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm dusting cake.
Cake?
Cake is out.
Ooh.
Because I don't like frosting one bit.
But you can knock it off.
You don't like frosting, that's right.
Yeah, but then it's not really cake either, I guess.
You like giant muffins. That's what a cake is without frosting. See, it's a giant muffin.
Can I still go have a muffin?
Yes, you can still have a muffin.
Muffins are still allowed? Yep. Then that's cake without the frosting. So that's all I need. Cake. Okay. I'm all set. What about cupcakes? Is that part of cake? Probably is.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Yeah. It's a derivative.
Cupcakes. It's a frosting. I don't like it. Oh, big word, derivative.
But it's gone.
You just shot pie right out of here.
Yep.
So what do you think Weird Al's going to say?
I think he's going to say pie.
You think pie?
Okay.
You feel like he knows.
He knows.
The way you say that is, of course he's going to say pie because it's the only correct answer here. All right, pie hater. Let's find out. Antoine, is there anything else we need to know about this clip? Because Monica, I have not heard him. All right, here we go. Weird Al Yankovic, which one is he getting rid of?
I am going to give you four different things, and you have to wipe one from existence.
Because it's got to go.
Because it has to go. It got to go.
This is going to get me in trouble. I can tell already, but go ahead.
All right. So the first one, we're starting easy. The category is desserts.
All right.
Would you get rid of cookies, pies, cakes, or brownies?
Oh, gosh. Well, I like, in general, I like pie better than cake. Cookies, gosh, you know, it all depends on, you know, the specific iteration of these fine desserts. This is tough. You're starting with a tough one. I'm going to go with brownies. Gotta go.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That is a tough one.
For me, it would have been pies. I would have got rid of. I'm not a big pie fan.
Oh, so Antoine, you are on team screw you pie.
How about that?
Yes.
Look at that brownie. That's
brownies. Yeah.
I had faith in him. He was going to go with my cake.
I know. Don't like him now.
But then
you didn't like him anyway.
But to go to your point, how often do you have brownies? Everything else, I feel like
but
you have
often
in brownies.
Well,
I don't know the last brownie I had.
I don't know. I think you go to California, probably, you know, well, twist up a brownie or something too. So I think people have
Colorado brownie. Kind of thing. Okay, comedy shows next. So we have Mad TV, Monty Python,
yes,
Saturday Night Live, and the Chappelle Show.
Yep, all shows that he listed as like influences on.
Gotcha. Monica says Monty Python because she hates all foreigners. That's why.
What? I'm actually not familiar with Monty Python.
It's a British
comedy.
That one would be the easy one. I will toss this out here, which is a little inflammatory, but I never thought Mad TV was that good. Never really liked that
show. I was never a huge fan of Mad TV
was that Mad
either.
TV?
I don't know, because I never watched it.
Right. That's what I can do.
I thought it was the lousier version of In Living Color. It was the ripoff and the crappier Saturday Night Live. I didn't like it.
They had some funny skits.
So I'm saying Mad TV. Ooh. Out you go. What do you think Weird Al's going to say? Let's just find out.
You have talked about in past interviews, like some of your inspirations. Which one of these has to go? Mad TV, Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, or The Chappelle Show, since they all like parody music and TV shows and things like that.
Oh, see, now you're going to get me in trouble here. You're totally going to get me in trouble. Gosh. Well, I love all of them. Let me preface it by saying that if I had to lose one, you know, with all due respect to Key and Peele, I'd have to say we'd have to lose Mad TV.
Aha!
Okay.
I didn't even know Key and Peele were on that
show? I didn't know either. I didn't watch Mad TV. I had no clue that Key and Peele were on it.
Okay, now this final one, which is very easy for Monica, because it's one gotta go, Weird Al songs, and she picked all. So it's just,
oh, no. Which song?
Which song will he decide of his own songs?
You have endless amount of hits, but I picked out four of them for a particular reason, so you have to get rid of one of your four.
All right.
Another one, Rides the Bus, Eat It, Amish Paradise, or White and Nerdy.
Oh, man, Monica, if he picks Amish Paradise, your husband is never going
devastated.
To love him the same.
I'm going with the first one.
Another one, Rides the Bus.
Now, another one, Rides the Bus, is probably the least of those four songs, but it is the one that launched his career.
It's the first. It's
so without
on the charts.
That, he has nothing.
Okay.
I think it's White and Nerdy. I don't know. That shows off his chops, Ooh. Though.
Let's... I have to get rid of one of them?
One of them has to disappear.
You're tough. I don't, you know, just because it's at this point like 40 years old, let's get rid of another one rides the bus.
There you go. All right, yeah. That's a safe answer. Okay.
Yeah, that's a nice safe answer. Well, now his career is nothing. He has nothing because he went away. Weird Al Yankovic is going to be at the Berglund Center next week on the 25th. If you want to hear, there's a full interview and it's available right now on our podcast. If you want to sit down, have 10 quality minutes with the legend Weird Al, you can do so on the K92 Morning Thang podcast, theberglundcenter.com. If you want to get tickets to that show,
it's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thang.
Antoine, are you an Adam Sandler fan?
Not anymore. I used to be.
Okay.
I used to be a huge one. I'm going to give his new Netflix movie a shot, though.
The murder mystery?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a chance.
Are there reviews on it? Good, bad? Jennifer Aniston's in it, too.
Yeah, I haven't checked out the reviews.
Okay. And I guess they kiss. Okay. In the movie. It's a perfect thing to talk about when Monica has just run away from the room because she hates Adam Sandler.
She loves it.
You couldn't
she
wait.
She sends me texts 9 days to kissing. Here it comes.
Now, get ready.
Let's go.
Yeah. I did have him learn to oil the beard up a little bit.
Yeah, she wanted me to have that a nice condition. Soft Stash. Beard.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of, I like Adam Sandler, but I can't think of the last.
It's been a long time. And the review, Rotten Tomatoes has this 38%.
Okay, so it's probably the highest rated Adam Sandler movie in 25 years. So
yes.
There it is. So this dude opens up his iPad and just a rabid bat came out of his iPad case and bit him.
What?
Hello. Wow.
I felt something. It felt like a little bee sting. And I looked and the bat was coming out between the cover and the back of the pad. It will remain a mystery. And my joke of, he probably knew my password, is not going to last forever. That won't be funny for a long time.
Nope. But it's probably in the latest Adam Sandler movie.
Bats freak me out because you don't know their intentions.
Yeah, they're like, creepy.
Are you scared? Are you angry?
I saw a bat once. I remember when I was a kid, it was on the base of a tree, which is not a place where a bat normally will hang out anyway.
No.
So as a kid, of course, what you do is you poke it with a stick. And then it immediately did this hissing thing. That was terrifying. I can still remember it.
See?
It was 35 years ago. And I remember that bat. It's very scary. Let's see what else. So every now and then they try to make Alex Trebek say hip hop stuff.
Yes, I love it.
His Lil Jon is pretty terrible though.
Uh-oh.
Have you heard this?
Uh-uh.
Oh man.
Champ, where do we start?
I live in Bed-Stuy. Let's go rap for 800.
He's known for Turn Down for What, as well as Dave Chappelle's impression of him. Yeah. How was mine? Close?
Somebody stepped on a cat. That was a cat that was being stepped on.
I do like Alex though.
He's like the godfather to everybody.
To everything.
Yes.
Exactly. So finally, we'll end with someone. They trained their dog to say hello. It's hilarious. And the other thing that's hilarious is because these are British people, the dog has a British accent when the dog says hello.
Ooh.
So here we go. Dog saying hello.
Say hello. Say hello.
Hello. It is hello, governor.
Like a drug friend.
Hello. Say hello. Hello.
Oh, wow.
I like him. Just train your dog. You know, I was going to tell Monica, train your dog. Get a dog.
Yeah,
get a dog first. And then train
them.
Hello.
Hello. Say hello.
It's a pit bull. That dog needs
it's a... What kind of dog is
like
it?
Like a pit bull. Mm-hmm, like a pit mix.
I need to see video. I'm going to look up video
that
of this dog saying it.
That dog needs to wear a top hat and dress like the Monopoly man, too. Like, goes, hello.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.